And Kathy Dawes, along with Pawnee Mental Health Executive Director Robin Cole. Really only a few more minutes left, 537-1350, if you have questions or comments. We did want to talk about some numbers briefly. We were talking about the issues locally and just maybe hit some of those real quickly.
Yes, I think it's reasonable for people to have questions about just how big is the problem really? You know, is this really a significant issue that the community needs to address? And I do have some statistics. Between July 1st of 2016 and January 3rd of 2017, we performed 688 crisis evaluations across the 10 counties we serve. 264 of those were right here in Riley County, 159 were in Geary County, and 73 were in Pottawatomie County. So of those evaluations that we performed in this immediate area, 184 of those individuals were actually admitted to psychiatric hospitals. 77% of them were admitted on a voluntary basis, and then 23% were admitted on an involuntary basis. So there were 42 people in the last 6 months in this three-county area who were admitted on an involuntary basis to the state psychiatric hospital.
Pretty staggering numbers. We do have a phone call when you get a minute here.
Okay.
Go ahead, please, with your question or comment for Robin Cole.
Yes, a couple of items. Thank you so much for your efforts. But we're coming up here on the substance abuse weekend, Fake Patrick's Day for the millennials are going to abuse the alcohol. But, you know, the people that started that operation and the people that are profiting from it aren't contributing anything towards what we would hope would be the healing of that process. And, you know, those of us that have mentally ill people in the family have spent decades trying to find a social spot where they can enjoy their life. And sometimes the things get out of hand, and we need that kind of care, added care, because we're untrained members of the family. And to want to feel that discomfort and anger or whatever happens to be the conservative viewpoint of not wanting to provide that kind of care is unfortunate, I think.
And we have another call, so
okay.
But appreciate yours. I don't know if you want to respond briefly,
yes,
and then we'll take
I
the other
I would
call.
Just say that, you know, during the break, Kathy and I were talking about how substance use disorders really can turn into chronic health conditions. And that's something we all should be concerned about, need to be concerned about. And so I appreciate your call, and absolutely it's a concern that we should all share with each other.
Let's take another quick call. Welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please.
Oh, yeah. You know, one of the things I've heard about recently, there was the medical director for the Army was talking about the high rate of suicide from our patriotic, warriors, three times the number, this is what the government releases, are three times the number of people are dying from suicide versus what they're experiencing in combat. And this guy seemed to think that most of it was linked to the psychiatric drugs they're being given. And we had Dr. Officer Kyle, or Chief Kyle, on the other day, and he was talking about, you know, the high number of drug cases are prescription addictions. So I just wondered, you know, what of those 48 people that were admitted, how many of them are put on mind-altering drugs? I mean, what's the protocol for your care? How many of all the people that come in, how many are people being put on these kind of mind-altering drugs?
Appreciate the call.
Yeah, I absolutely appreciate your call, and would just agree with you that suicide is a growing problem, it's an alarming problem, and it's something that we really need to take action regarding. Statistics show that approximately 90% of the individuals who die because of suicide, there is an untreated mental illness that's present at the time of the death. The other thing that research shows is that when substance abuse is occurring, that also increases the likelihood that a person might die by suicide. Now, that doesn't mean, of course, that someone who uses alcohol or drugs is going to die by suicide. It's just that when substances are present in that person at that time, there's an increased likelihood that they might die by suicide. And, you know, in terms of protocols for our organization, and, you know, I can't speak for other organizations, we really insist that clients who come to our agency are first evaluated by a trained mental health professional who does not have authority to prescribe medications. We think that it makes a lot of sense that people should receive the least invasive treatment that's necessary. And so for us, that means, first of all, that if people have natural resources in the community that they can turn to, that's the first place they should go. If they don't have natural resources they should turn to, then we can provide support in the form of therapy from a social worker, a psychologist, or a marriage and family therapist. Only if somebody's symptoms cannot be cleared up through traditional talk kind of therapy do we refer on for evaluation by a prescriber.
Real quickly, we've enjoyed all the phone calls. Unfortunately, we didn't get to a couple quick things we wanted to mention. I know, you know, we hear a lot of talk, but you are making progress on the stabilization unit, also the co-responder. I'm told our next guest is on the phone waiting, you know, to chat with us. But real quickly, if you want to kind of highlight some of those things.
The Riley County Law Board did pass for funding for a mental health co-responder with Riley County Police Department. And I'm delighted to say that we've hired that person, and they are working with RCPD this week. They're beginning their orientation process to the new job. And so we're very excited that we will have a trained mental health professional who's working alongside RCPD. The city alcohol tax dollars have funded a second mental health co-responder to work with the Riley County Police Department. We are currently still advertising to fill that position.
And still working on that stabilization unit.
And still
we'll hear
working
more
on
next
that.
Time. Appreciate Robin Cole stopping by today, Executive Director, Pawnee Mental Health. Appreciate all the phone calls also. We'll take a break. When we come back, a rare opportunity to visit with Kansas State University President Richard Myers. Looking forward to that. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.